Last week, we said a dramatic farewell to Toby and Candy. Now, the group has gathered on the beach, getting ready to compete in their next challenge, a sexy game of charades while standing on hot coals. Will conniving Gwen B finally be made smitten by nice guy Bryce, or is she still too goo-goo for the island's bad boys? Can these surviving sexy singles translate each other's hot bod language, or will they feel the heat of misunderstanding? Find out tonight on Sexy Island.
Gwen, sit right here for a quick interview.
Do we need to do this now, Tommy? I'd like to get ready for the challenge. I can hardly editorialize events before they happen.
The audience could use some context. We got some of your backstory in episode one, but we also want you to be a star on this show.
Right. Because Chuck Tucker shows are so generous towards smart, independent women.
Thanks for noticing. We try. Okay, ready? And action. So, Gwen, what brings you to Sexy Island?
My agent.
Someone sounds like they're on a PR mission. After what they did to you on Hot Swirl Summer and A Rose Between Two Seans, I don't blame you. Tell me, what are you hoping for on Sexy Island? A lover? A soulmate? The rarest thing of all in Gwen B's life? A friend?
Not friends. And not a soulmate. That's some Hallmark BS. Just ask my dad's 4 ex-wives. I'll hook up if a guy is fit and has good chat, or whatever we're calling it now. But if not, I know how to make myself happy.
Ooh, tell me more about your dad. Are you too close?
Not really. He stays on his ranch, chain-smoking and fighting with wife number 5. He doesn't love that I'm on these shows, though, if that's what you mean.
Why doesn't he approve?
He says that my mom wouldn't like it. As if he would know.
And as we learned on season 1 of Hot Swirl Summer, you lost your mom right before college.
I'm not trying to get into all that on Sexy Island. I'm here for hookups, drama, and staying true to my brand.
Do you really want to be the villain again?
I like bad boys, and I know what works on these shows. I've studied it.
Right, your PhD. How's that going?
I just need to write my dissertation.
Well, good luck. Anyway, what do you think of Bryce? He's quite fit, right?
His looks are fine. It's what's between the ears that worries me.
Whoa, are you calling him dumb?
He's simple, which is okay if you're into that.
All right, let's cut. Let's get you back to the beach. Tequila for the road?
I don't drink.
Welcome to your next challenge on Sexy Island. Woo! These burning coals we've set up are hot, but you, my contestants, are hotter. But you need more than looks to make a connection that lasts a lifetime. We may be sweating profusely on this island right now, but we all know the temperature gets really turned up when we've returned to the real world. So let's kick off our next challenge, charades on burning coals. We're all familiar with exposure therapy. True story, my wife was definitely afraid of flying. So we hop on a plane, have her sit in the seat for 5 minutes, then leave. Next time, 10 minutes, and so on. 6 months later, we're vacationing in Fiji.
Didn't your wife leave you in Fiji, Chuck?
Why are you always interrupting him, Gwen B? It's a metaphor. Practicing communication through trauma. And if anyone needs help with communication, it's you.
Chuck's metaphor is weak at best, Esmeralda. And says the woman who spends most of her time communicating with the dead on Sexy Singles Who Seance.
Come on, girls.
We're not actually standing on coals, are we?
Okay, cut. Let's reset.
You like giving me a hard time, huh, Gwen? But I know you're softer than meets the eye. I'm a pretty good judge of character.
How'd that good judge of character pan out for you on Count on Love?
I guess Ashley did say I was too gullible. Sometimes I wonder if that's why she cheated on me, actually. Like she was trying to teach me a lesson or something.
Can't blame yourself for that. Ashley shouldn't have done what she did to you.
Thanks.
And action!
We've divided the island into two teams. Yellow team, you're up first. Each of you has been issued with a series of phrases to act out. And there's just one catch. You'll be acting them out on 900-degree coals. Remember, if you can't stand the heat, or if your team can't guess your phrase, it's burnt toes and broken hearts for you. Bryce, you're up.
Good luck, math boy. Burn a leg.
Whew. Here I go.
You're jumping side to side. You look like you're hurting. You're cupping your hands together. Are you a gorilla, Bryce? Gorilla! Wait. Ooh, his hands are making the shape of a heart. Is your phrase love? Love, love.
That is correct.
Woo, yay!
Yes! Burning. Burning. Burning very badly.
Ooh.
Only four players remain. Which team will beat the heat and stay in the kitchen? Wait, that's wrong show.
Chuck, cut. Bryce and Gwen, you two are killing it.
Bryce keeps whispering the answer to my team whenever it's my turn.
Your team couldn't figure it out anyway, and you looked like you were in serious pain. I mean, I was worried about you.
Cut it out, Bryce. The last thing I need is the audience thinking I need to be saved by you.
All right, get set and action.
Bryce is up. Will enchanting Esmeralda come to the rescue again with that spellbinding imagination of hers to keep Yellow Team in the running?
Don't worry, Yellow Team. We got this.
You're making a sad clown face. Clowns! The circus! Your hands are in the air, kind of resigned. Killer clowns. You're pointing at me. Me? Esmeralda? Witches! Doing an X with your arms. Burning witches at the stake. Witch hunting. Wait. You're miming death. No. Empty space. Emptiness. No one by your side. Is your phrase loneliness? Are you lonely? Lonely!
Correct!
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was lonely. You got it, Esmeralda. Bring it in for a hug.
Yeah.
Bryce and Esmeralda do it again for Yellow Team. But can Gwen B and Merlin take it home for the blue? Because unfortunately, the losers of this challenge will be eliminated tonight.
Wait, really?
Afraid so, Esmeralda. I take communication in a relationship very seriously. That's right. Folks, tonight we'll be saying goodbye to Gwen and Merlin. Unless Gwen can get Blue Team through to the next round. Gwen, step on those coals.
Oh my God.
You look like you're in a lot of pain, Gwen B. You're making swimming motions with your arms. You're smiling. Wait, no, you're grimacing. Yeah, you're drowning. Oh, drowning!
Looks like Gwen is really struggling. Merlin is guessing so slowly.
No. You're doing the Pledge of Allegiance. No, you're...
Merlin, help her out. You're gonna kill her.
You're crawling. Gwen's crawling. Baby! Gwen B's a baby!
Get up, Gwen. You can do it. That's right. I knew you had it in you. Yes, just jog it off. Just keep running. Just keep moving those feet. In place. Wait, are you minding running a marathon? Marathon! Merlin, guess marathon! Oh my God, Gwen! No, don't fall! Gwen, are you okay? Gwen, hold on. Come on, let's get into the water.
My hero, throwing me clean into the ocean. Looks like you burnt yourself pretty badly, too.
I think the ocean is helping? Hurting? I don't know. I'm in a lot of pain.
At least you won.
Yeah. Toughest feat on the island. I will say, Sexy Island is nothing like Count on Love.
Did they try to make you choose Ashley?
They definitely encouraged me to pick her as a finalist, but I did like her penmanship. That turned out to be fake, though, so...
Hey, put me down! I can walk on my own! You don't need to drag me away!
Hey, do you see them taking Merlin away? Where do you think they're taking him?
They're probably just letting me finish sticking seaweed to my feet before they take me away, too.
I don't want you to leave.
Oh, you two are amazing! What an inspiration! It's like watching my babies grow up.
Where are they taking Merlin, Tommy? Are they taking Gwen, too?
I can't reveal too much about that right now.
Really? They can't tell us exactly where you're going.
You met me like a week ago. Calm down. I know you're trying to be sweet, but face it. You won. Be happy.
Yeah, if you say so. Should we walk over?
Unless you want to carry me again.
And action!
Wow, what a day! Never a dull moment on Sexy Island.
Mm-hmm.
So let's raise a toast to Bryce, Esmeralda, and the Yellow Team, winners of the Hot Cold Challenge.
Yay!
Bryce, you were a hero today. The way you saved Gwen was brave and selfless.
Oh.
I only wish there was more you could do to save her from impending annihilation. I mean, elimination. Today, Bryce wins most sexy teammate. You went above and beyond, yes, and realized that caring for another is the real name of the game. As a reward, I'm allowing you one night away from the wilderness and into our sexy suite. And you get to choose anyone on the island to accompany you. And what you do in there is no one's business. So, who will it be?
Gwen, would you join me in the sexy suite?
Bryce, I guessed the right answer. Are you kidding? Am I eliminated now?
Maybe so. Depends on what Gwen says. Gwen, what say you?
Sure. I'm not trying to go home.
None of us are. For the rest of you 19 survivors, minus Esmeralda, who I'm sorry to say will be farewelling shortly, it'll be catch as catch can tonight. Bryce and Gwen B, it's time for the sexy suite.
Big day, Bryce. You were the first to meet Gwen B. And after dramatically rescuing her, you'll be first to have her join you for a night in the sexy suite. How are you feeling?
Nervous? Excited? I'll totally follow her lead. You know, if she wants me to sleep on the floor, I'll do that.
Confidence, Bryce. You're handsome, you're smart, and you saved Gwen from a dangerous situation. You're her hero.
I don't know about that. She did a great job, too. I just feel lucky to get to know her more.
Bryce, sometimes you need to be assertive to get what you want.
You mean be like one of the bad boys?
Yes, Bryce. How does that make you feel?
Bad. Badly.
Good emotion, Bryce. And let's cut on that. Listen, buddy, I care about you. I know you're in a fragile, emotional place. So clean your face, get in there, and enjoy the night. Things are only going to get harder.
Harder? What do you mean?
Gotta go, friend. Adios.
Sorry. I didn't know you were in the shower. I can leave.
Relax. I'm not a prude. Half of America's seen my naked body. It's not a big deal.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Or, thank you? No. I'm sorry.
How was the interview?
The usual. It sounds like Tommy's going to talk to Chuck now.
Maybe it's time for Gwen to do a little clandestine research.
Research?
My PhD, Bryce. This dissertation isn't going to write itself. I have a chapter on host and producer dynamics. What direction did he go?
Opposite of the beach, into the jungle.
Do we have a sexy match with Bryce and Gwen? How dramatic that he chose her for the sexy suite. But of course, I knew he would.
They're getting there. I'm hopeful.
I need more than hope. I need certainty. Bryce and Gwen must get together. It is crucial for Sexy Island.
Well, don't we have lots of budding romances?
Yes, but Bryce and Gwen are born leaders. They're instrumental to making Sexy Island work long term. Remember, this is about love, and not the love we usually see. I'm talking about real love. That's why I'm here. That's why you and all the other producers are here. If we don't create real love between these people, the Sexy Island experiment will have failed. You will have failed. And you know how I feel about people who fail in love. What was that?
Oh, crap.
Desert islands. Creepy, right?
What the hell is going on here?